Mr. High Commissioner, distinguished ministers, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. I, on behalf of my country, would like to express our pleasure at participating in this session in order to address the situation of displaced persons and asylum seekers. My country, being in the Sahel, attaches great importance to the issue of displaced persons, and it is a challenge to all of us, state, international organizations, and civil society, because of the human rights violations that take place, as well as terrorism and transnational organized crime. My country reaffirms its determination and commitment to play its part together with other members of the international community. Madam Vice Chair, I take the opportunity to express my government and people's gratitude for the actions undertaken by UNHCR and express to the High Commissioner our appreciation for the visit and the initiative to support the Sahel countries where conflicts have led to mass population movements. In 2021, at 31st July, we had received over 500,000 refugees and over 10,000 migrants in 2020, over 9,000 people who had been expelled from their lands. This shows the scale of enforced displacement facing our country. And there are consequences arising from the lengthy stay of refugees in their host communities on the security and health fronts. My country is doing its best to address this situation together with its partners and HCR. We have integration initiatives for the refugee populations with a humanitarian nexus for development. And my country's authorities have understood that humanitarian action and peace are interlinked processes. They are not alternatives. They must happen at the same time. We have a mechanism to implement this approach, which is now functional, working to implement a number of projects. For example, we have refugees living in villages with the host communities, sharing the basic social services. My country has decided on resettlement of internally displaced persons in their places of origin. Our president is seeking to resolve two situations, leaving no space for terrorists and ensuring that the state is present through its representatives and its services. Thus, hundreds of IDPs have, in the Lake Chad Basin, have been resettled in their place of origin. This shows the state's determination and that of our population. I would like to call on our partners to strengthen support in order to implement this strategy. We are also working for voluntary return of refugees to Nigeria as part of a tripartite agreement, Nigeria and UNHCR. For Malian refugees, there is a similar agreement in place and activities are underway. We also have the Bamako process. That is an intergovernmental platform, five countries seeking lasting solutions to forced displacement. As you can see, my country, despite the many crises on the borders, is committed to solidarity and responsibility. We continue, therefore, to receive refugees from Libya through the humanitarian mechanism established in 2010 with HCR, and over 3,000 people have been evacuated from Libya. Many of them sent to European countries and North America for resettlement. I'd like to thank all countries which agreed to make that possible and call on other member states also to play their part. We seek a comprehensive response to the migration issue, and one of the first results has been reform of the asylum system that is underway. We are holding a roundtable shortly for financing of the plan of action in that respect. Neither we cannot close our boundaries completely, nor can we block off our oceans with obstacles. People will always move in fear of their lives, and only international solidarity it makes it possible to manage this phenomenon in order to address these humanitarian needs. There was a ministerial conference held last year to address the humanitarian situation in the Sahel, and neither Europe nor the rest of Africa can ignore these humanitarian movements. Thus, action must be taken to ensure that these populations can feel safe and can be guaranteed sustainable development. That is how we can lay the foundations for a better world for the benefit of future generations. Thank you.